Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 85 degrees on this Monday, August 4th, 2025. Thanks for joining us for the second hour. Thanks for staying with us. If you've been here since the start, how's everyone doing today? So, if you were listening to my good friend Sue Henry earlier today, she had a great piece, and I know Jake's going to be getting that up on the website, on the governor of Pennsylvania, personal government-paid PR staff, which now consists of 21 individuals costing the Pennsylvania taxpayer over $3 million. She had a great interview during her show today. You want to check it out on our website when it's up, because it will truly be eye-opening. Now, to put this in context, the governor's personal campaign, PR, only employs one person. One. And the governor's government-paid, official, governor of Pennsylvania's PR team is 21 people, costing us over $3 million. And if you look at the stuff that the governor's putting out on social media, his PR push is not for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's for his next step. It's a government-paid propaganda for his next evolution, not the governor of Pennsylvania. So you want to check that out. And I'm really glad that I heard that, because it was truly eye-opening. I know he had a team around him, because I've dealt with them, because they won't let him on this show because I ask questions back. But I did see an article on something the governor did do in Philadelphia, where he and some community leaders visited a Philadelphia Community Education Center, where he met with young people and teachers participating in a program called Beyond the Bars. It's a student-driven, community-based initiative that uses music education to interrupt the cycles of violence. It's violence interrupters. So I did a little research into this, because he has recently given them over $500,000, $530,000 through the state's Violence Intervention and Prevention Program. And the governor states he hopes to increase funding by $10 million this year for a total of $55 million to programs like this. So I looked into this organization, Beyond the Bars. What do they do? What do they stand for? You know, what's the story here? So again, the governor has recently given more than $530,000 to this nonprofit, Beyond the Bars, which recorded $996,000 in total revenue based off their IRS 990 tax filings for the year 2023. Now, digging a little deeper, and I've posted this on my Facebook page, and I've also posted their IRS tax returns, which is public information, in the comments section. Digging a little deeper, out of that $996,000, they paid themselves salaries and benefits of more than 50% of that, for a total of $512,000. But here's a breakdown of how their salaries increase in disproportion of their revenue, all because of our tax dollars. So on their tax return for 2022, their total revenue was $770,000, and their salaries were $229,000. Still a lot, but okay. Your total revenue is $770,000. Your salaries are just about $230,000. In 2023, their revenue went up to $966,000, so just under $200,000 more. But yet their salaries doubled to $512,000, from $229,000 to $512,000. So more than doubled. So while their revenue from 2022 to 2023 only went up about $200,000, their salaries doubled to just over $500,000. So the governor wants to buy more votes by planning to give an additional $10 million of our tax dollars in his proposed budgets, because that's what this is. These organizations are funding paid-for, taxpayer-paid employment organizations. If you're spending over 50% of what you take in on salaries and benefits, are you really doing the work for the communities that you say you're working for? You know, we've seen it here in our area. Some of our nonprofits here, that's 77% in salaries and benefits for themselves. Now, this organization is just local to Philadelphia, this Beyond the Bars. And I have a link to their entire tax return on my social media post, so you could look for yourself. They are local to just Philadelphia, but yet they have $10,000 in travel expenses. $10,000, almost $10,000 in travel expenses. Where are they traveling to and how are they traveling? I mean, didn't the governor just in his budget propose severe increases in mass transportation in Philadelphia at the risk of taking money away from our highways, roads, and bridges for the rest of the state? Because he says that the mass transportation in Philadelphia is an important asset to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Okay, well, why aren't these nonprofits who are paying more than 50% to themselves in salary and benefits that are making $1 million that you just gave $500,000 in our taxpayer money to taking more public transportation then because almost $10,000? Now, it says over a decade, this organization helped 1,100 children. Well, that's about 9 a month. Again, the governor wants to give $10 million more to this organization. Just gave them $500,000. As we get into the discussion of NPR and PBS and taxpayer-funded TV and radio and taxpayer-funded organizations and these 501c3s who get nonprofit status and benefits, are they really just a lot of them? Especially when you are paying yourselves more than 50% in salaries and benefits, makes me wonder. So almost all the money that the governor gave this organization, $530,000 per the story, and in the last tax return they paid themselves $512,426. So almost all the taxpayer money is going to salary and benefits for this organization. And here's the other thing. If you look at the prior year, which would have been 2022, they took in a total of $770,000 in total revenue. And after all expenses, they were left with $308,000. Now, in 2023, they took in a total of $966,000. Again, $200,000 more than the year before. Doubled their salaries and benefits. They were only left over with $155,000, so half of what they had left over the year before after revenue less expenses. So they took in $200,000 more, paid themselves double, and at the end were half left over what they had the prior year. So it appears the more money we pay organizations, and this is just a single organization that's mentioned in this story because the governor wants to tout this as a big success story for Philadelphia. I question the Violence Interrupters as a big success story to begin with, and there's data to back that. And there, right off their IRS paperwork, it says, Beyond the Bars is a student-driven and community-based music and career planning program that works to support youth impacted by violence. Okay. Listen, when I started college, I started out as a music therapist degree. Ended up switching. But I started out as a music therapy degree. Music therapy is a very unique and a very good. I mean, listen, when we feel bad, we listen to music. When we feel good, we want to listen to a certain. Music hits our soul. So I get it. But how many musicians and musical entrepreneurs is the city of Philadelphia putting out to the fact that the governor wants to give $10 million this year? He wants to increase. And again, that's the story. Beyond the Bars, a music and leadership nonprofit, has received more than $530,000 through the state's Violence Interruption and Prevention Program, for which Shapiro hopes to increase funding by $10 million this year for a total of $55 million. Our taxpayer dollars, or is it a backdoor employment agency to where people would be faithful to who gives them the money. Because it's interesting how when PBS's funds dried up, all of a sudden they're closing down shop. Can't do it anymore. No one wants to work for free, right? Now, looking at the two salaried members, the two people on the board, the executive director and the president, they're making about $70,000 a year. Not a bad salary, but for Philadelphia, not outrageous either. So they obviously have a lot of employees. Now, a lot of employees also equal a lot of votes, now don't they? So the more you look into these organizations, and when you hear local officials talk about, you know, we use this grant to get this violence interruption program. Did you hear that recently, Scranton? Yeah, I remember it too. They were from Philadelphia and from that area too, Delaware, Philadelphia area too. So it's obviously the Democrat thing now. But we're going to keep digging into what they actually do. There's really no success metrics that they can tout, except for the fact that we keep giving them more and more tax dollars, and the governor and mayors keep wanting to do it, and we keep getting less out of it while they keep getting more salary out of it. That's what could be. And you could see all this information. You could read the article. You could read the tax returns, everything on my Facebook, Rob O'Donnell. It is 421 here at WILK, 85 degrees. I see EJ jumping around in there. It's time for traffic and weather.